Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is a lukewarm endorsement, but in the end, I'm not sure it matters how he endorsed him. The question is, has been answered. He's endorsed him, and now we move on. You know, 6 months from now, just after the election, I don't think we're going to be looking back at this date and saying, well, had it been a stronger endorsement from Rick Santorum or Newt Gingrich did a better job, maybe Mitt Romney would have won or not have won by as much or whatever. You know, it's done, and now we'll move on to the big event.
Another hour of the Talk Radio Countdown. There was political analyst Kevin Hardwick commenting on Rick Santorum's endorsement of Mitt Romney. The presidential race. We get started with another hour of the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here from an Ohio television station. Reporter Chris Rannigan has Mitt Romney on. They talk about the state of his campaign.
Well, Governor, that was your third trip here to Ohio in 3 weeks. No stranger, of course, to the Buckeye State. You know, no Republican has won the White House without carrying Ohio. The Quinnipiac poll just recently out. You and President Obama statistically are in a tie. How confident are you right now here in Ohio?
I think it's very difficult to predict what's going to happen in the political world over the coming months. But I'm confident that the people of Ohio will recognize that the president's taken us in a direction that's not working, that we can do a better job, that we need to create jobs at a much faster pace, that we need to make Ohio and, frankly, the rest of the country more attractive for entrepreneurs and small business. It's been like a war on small business, and some people's thinking, I want to make it easier to start businesses and have innovators start the kind of enterprises that employ people. So with that kind of message, I think I can be successful.
You mentioned small businesses. We're here in a small business in Euclid, Ohio, Stamco Manufacturing, parts for truck companies. Why here? Why Stamco?
Well, manufacturing is a big part of course, Ohio and its history. But I happen to believe that going forward, over the coming decade, you're going to see a lot of manufacturing come back to America. If we finally crack down on China for cheating, if we also take advantage of the extraordinary energy resources we have here and therefore have low-cost energy, we'll be able to compete with people around the world. And I think you're going to find Ohio, and particularly states that are right-to-work states, bringing a lot of manufacturing jobs back. So manufacturing, and here at Stamco, it makes a powerful statement about the future of our economy.
Couldn't some economists argue that Stamco, because of the bailout, survived?
Well, my own view, by the way, was that the auto companies needed to go through bankruptcy before government help. And frankly, that's finally what the president did. He finally took them through bankruptcy. That was the right course I argued for from the very beginning. It was the UAW and the president that delayed the idea of bankruptcy. I pushed the idea of a managed bankruptcy. And finally, when that was done and help was given, the companies got back on their feet. So I'll take a lot of credit for the fact that that this industry's come back.
Governor Kasich has been touting job growth here in Ohio. Our state unemployment, as you know, is below the national average, about 7.5%. His message, very pro-job growth here in the state of Ohio. You know, you're saying the economy is not doing well. Is that, how much of a mixed message do Ohio voters get?
Well, it's very good news that Ohio's doing better than the national average. And I think that's in part to the pro-growth policies that you're seeing from your governor. I think he'd also be the first to say if we had pro-growth policies at the national level, in addition to his own, you'd see numbers get even better, even faster, not only for Ohio, but for the entire country. We want to see unemployment at a much lower rate. It's still very, very high. A lot of families having hard times, and a lot of families really being squeezed with lower income growth and with higher costs for gasoline, for food, for health care. People are not having a great time right now. They want to see something better, and I think that's one of the reasons I'll be successful.
Governor, the USA Today Gallup Swing States poll is just released today. For enthusiasm among the Republicans, you guys had a 14% advantage in 2011 in December. Right now, for Republicans, it's 11% deficit. How do you change that? How do you overcome that?
Well, 6 months in the world of politics is more than a lifetime. And we'll have plenty of opportunity for people of Ohio to get to know me and to understand how I will get this country working again with good jobs and taking advantage of the kind of opportunities that we now see in this country through energy, through manufacturing, through high tech, through low tech. America can compete. And a message of creating jobs and stopping the expansive growth of government, I think, connects with the people of Ohio and will ultimately allow me to be successful in November. But I got a ways to go.
The campaign trail is the road we follow. Next up on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
All right, cement's been floated.
Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Summer celebrations are fast approaching, and with the Sherwin-Williams Exterior Stain Sale, it's the perfect time to gear up for them. Through July 8th, Deckscape's deck stains are only $29.99 per gallon, and save on power washer rentals were available. Now you can clean, prep, stain, and seal your deck all in one day, with plenty of money left over to throw a great party on it. Woodscape siding stains are also on sale for just $31.99 a gallon. Get your stain project started today at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store, or visit sherwinwilliams.com/deck.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Yep, we're sticking with the campaign. The focus is now on a conversation held by talk host Robert Rees, who had another comment about Rick Santorum and whether or not he endorsed Romney with enthusiasm and vigor.
I got this email at 10 p.m. last night from the Rick Santorum campaign. Rick Santorum sent out an alert last night. Basically, he's endorsing Mitt Romney. And I just want to cover parts of this right here. It says, basically, on Friday, Governor Romney came to Pittsburgh. We met for over an hour long in a one-on-one meeting. He went on and said the issue of endorsement did not come up. But he's heard from a lot of them, wanted to know if he was going to make a formal endorsement. And he said, and then he goes on and explains what's taking him so long to make an endorsement. That he felt like he couldn't make an endorsement until he'd actually met with the governor and discussed some of his big concerns. He says, I felt that that it was completely impossible for me to even consider an endorsement until after a meeting to discuss issues critical to those who often feel our voices are not heard by the establishment. Social conservatives, Tea Party supporters, lower and middle working class families. Then he went on and said, though I am no longer a candidate for president, I will still continue to fight every day for our shared values. And then he said, the family and its foundational role in America's economic success, a central point of our campaign, was discussed at length. I was impressed with the governor's deep understanding of this connection and his commitment to economic policies that preserve and strengthen families. He clearly understands that having pro-family initiatives are not only the morally and economically right thing to do, but that the family is the basic building block of our society and must be preserved. He went on and said how they both agree on manufacturing, how we need to increase manufacturing in America. And And he went on and said, of course, we talked about what it would take to win the election. As you know, I started almost every speech with the phrase that this was the most important election since the election of 1860, and four more years of President Obama is simply not an option. And then he goes on and says, the America we know is being fundamentally changed to look more like a European socialist state than the land of opportunity of our founding fathers. And he goes on, and this is Rick Santorum. Rick Santorum sent out an alert last night basically endorsing Mitt Romney, and he's explaining before his endorsement, you know, why he didn't do the endorsement initially. He wanted to sit down with him and go over things. And he continues on here. It says the primary campaign certainly made it clear that Governor Romney and I have some differences, but there are many significant areas in which we can agree, with the need for lower taxes, smaller government, and the reduction in out-of-control spending. We certainly agree that abortion is wrong and marriage should be between one man and one woman. I am also comfortable with the Governor Romney on foreign policy matters, and we share the belief that we can never allow Iran to possess nuclear weapons. And while I had concerns about Governor Romney making a case as a candidate about fighting against Obamacare, I have no doubt if elected, he will work with a Republican Congress to repeal it and replace it with a bottom-up, patient, not government-driven system. Above all else, we believe that President Obama must be defeated. The task will not be easy, blah, 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 blah. Then he goes on and finishes it up and says, my conversation with Governor Romney was very productive, but I intend to keep lines of communication open with him and his campaign.
Talk host Mark Lewis with CNN's John King about Rick Santorum's endorsement. And again, is this of any value?
He did it in an email to his supporters late last night. Rick Santorum endorsing his one-time rival Mitt Romney for the GOP presidential nomination. Could anything be more lukewarm? John, what do you make of this?
He could have done it in the 15th or the 16th paragraph instead of the 13th paragraph, right? A little bit more lukewarm. Look, remember, this was a hard campaign. Governor Romney called Senator Santorum an economic lightweight. He made fun of all the earmarks in the Senate. There was some bad blood between these guys. Plus, Senator Santorum actually had that brief moment where he thought he might have a chance to knock off Governor Romney. So they've got some work to do here. If you're Governor Romney, you have the endorsement. He said it in the middle of the night, sure. He said it in an email, sure. But you've got it now. And if you look at the polling, the conservative base is starting to rally around Governor Romney. And let's be clear about this. Senator Santorum wants to be a future player in the party. So maybe this is an eat-your-peas moment, but you'll see him on the road with Governor Romney in the near future. He will get over this because he wants to run again in the future.
But, you know, by doing it this way, doesn't he send the exact opposite message of a real endorsement?
Oh, sure. It does raise questions like, boy, you really don't mean it. Look, even Newt Gingrich has been more positive in his language. It took Michelle Bachmann a while, but she's now, you know, done a public rally with Governor Romney saying, let's go, we have to do this. Sure, it's going to raise questions about it. Part of it, you think, you know, man up, buddy. You know, you lost. Be more aggressive about it. And just swallow your pride. But it's hard for these politicians. We forget sometimes. They take it pretty personally. In the end, though, you know, Governor Romney he's in a very competitive place with the president right now. His challenge is reaching out to the middle. If you look at the polling, at least, he's erased a lot of that enthusiasm gap, the question. Democrats are more excited and more enthused, but about 90% of Republicans say they're going to vote for Governor Romney, and about 90% of Democrats say they're going to vote for President Obama. So at the moment, this problem on the right is not as big as I think many of us thought it might be.
Yeah, you know, John, it is easy to forget that they are human beings after all.
All right, time to move along into that new study on obesity rates. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail, women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with Cintas uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call Cintas at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
For those of you who care about what's going on in the world of talk radio and talk television, this is the place. Here's host Rich Minaya talking about overreactions to this study, the government looking at school bans on junk food and that sort of thing. Can you imagine not having a bake sale at your school? Good Lord.
A lot of talk about government today and trying to influence itself and run our lives with a nanny state. Massachusetts wants to put a ban on junk food. Wait, let me say this again. A ban on junk food by whatever they define as being junk food in all the schools, no more junk food, period. It's going to become a law. As a matter of fact, effective August 1st, as part of the great big growing government, employing more people to have to supervise the food intake of the little ankle biters. All schools, all levels, K through 12, starting August the 1st. So let's chew on that for a moment. Put the fork down, and then pick it back up again, and then put it down and grab another morsel. Who gives this? The state of Massachusetts. What do they think overtaking every level of junk food defined by who? Who defines what is junk food? They're not going to allow vending machines. They're not going to allow any pop, which I guess you know, Diet Coke would be a junk food as well, even though it adds no caloric or no fat to the body. It would probably fall into the junk food category. No chips, no candy bar machines, no pizza fundraisers. And that's really the big thing. What they're saying is that in that state, assuming this all goes through, unless somebody stops this, they can't even have a flipping pizza fundraiser. So you get to see kids going out. Now, how do kids raise money for their extracurricular events, for choir, which I did a lot of that in high school, for band members? How did they raise money? It was selling this stuff. It was selling the pizzas. It was selling the candy bars. They're all turned into little entrepreneurs, set out to go knocking on doors and nag relatives. What's going to happen if that money doesn't come in? Because that's what they're saying. There will be no hallway sales of non-approved food. There will be no candy bar sales. Kids in that state, if it starts in Massachusetts, where else is this going to go? Because the feds, at the larger level, want to basically control everything from starting at the farm, from the sounds of it, the whole way to the grocery market. Who decides what my kid or your kid eats?
Here's host Bob Rose with more on that obesity study.
The fat forecast is out, and 42% of Americans are going to be obese by 2030. Jay joked earlier. He goes, well, what? Aren't we there yet? That's about a third now, they're saying. About 32 million more Americans will become obese by 2030, upping the obesity rates to 42% of the U.S. population. The report also predicts that the proportion of Americans who are severely obese, meaning more than 100 pounds overweight, will reach 11%, about double the current rate. Imagine that? nearly one in every 10 people, 100 pounds overweight. Now, you know, it's not a joking matter. It's well beyond that. There are major health ramifications, and who exactly is going to pay for all the health-related problems with obesity? Well, chances are all of us are going to pay. If one in 10 are, you know, 100 pounds overweight in the future, even if there is such a thing as private health insurance anymore, or whether it's a government single-payer option, regardless, either way, a lot of money's going to be spent to treat people with all the side effects that go along with obesity, like diabetes and stuff. So really, we all have a stake in it. The report's authors give a sobering price tag for the predictions. An increase would create $550 billion of obesity-related healthcare costs. $550 billion of obesity-related healthcare costs. That's in addition to all the other healthcare costs that we already have.
The calls that you're itching to make are now welcome at 800-510-8255. You're up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
The entire world watched. They watch each step down the rungs of that small ladder, one after another, and waited with great anticipation for that last step.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
At that moment, humanity saw the impossible become the possible, and today the sky is not the limit. Achievement. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborist, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Are you worried about the state, not of the economy, but of the bodies of people, the state of the body, or the state of the bodies that are in this United States of America? How's yours? Steve in Tennessee on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Our focus is this new study, yet one more reason to be concerned about how you look and how you feel and how you're eating.
I just want to say to the American people, please wake up. Number one, I have a very strenuous job, and a guy told me the reason why I'm so successful at my job is because I'm skinny. Well, the reason I'm skinny is because I eat right, and I work very hard. The government's allowed these food processors to intervene in all types of just crap, and they're stuffing us full of BS, and when you go to the store and you see the people that have these whatever kind of cards they use to get their food, the Twinkies, the chips, the multiple different types of cereal, I personally use multigrain, regular real meat, regular real fruits, regular, you know, I try to keep everything at a natural state.
So, the food processors are really the bad guys. In a manner of speaking, yeah, that is correct. We have all these big conglomerates, Kraft, Cargill, ADM, the food companies like Nestle's that are, in essence, making crap. But you have the ability to decide. You have to educate yourself. You don't have to. You can be fat, or you can do as that gentleman suggested. A little judgmental, calling people. Part of this discussion and debate is, what's the right thing to call people who are fat? Are you fat? Are you obese? Are you, you're challenged by the scale, right? What's the right word? 800-510-8255 for your calls on the study that's come out this week that relates to how America will look in 50 years from now or 20 years from now, or for that matter, how we look now. Pam is in New York with some thoughts.
This is a very complicated issue. About 10 years ago, I worked at a convenience store in upstate New York. There was no supermarket for 15 miles in either direction. Kids and parents would come in with food stamps to buy food. And what they bought was candy and soda and all the junk food that everybody's talking about, because we didn't sell broccoli, for example. So it's a complicated situation when poor people who don't have a car can't get to a supermarket, they have food stamps, and they need to feed themselves. They're going to buy boxed macaroni and cheese, for example, which is a terrible thing to eat. It's a poison. So it's a really complicated situation, and I don't know the answer, except I myself would color code food stamps. I would make green for, you know, vegetables and so forth, and the food stamps, you could only buy like 3 or 4 candy bars. You couldn't buy $150 worth of candy bars. So that would be my solution. Everybody deserves a candy bar, but not unlimited. So I don't know what the ultimate solution is, but obesity is going to continue as long as poor people have no access to actual supermarkets.
Well, you know what? That sounds good. Well, no, it doesn't. It actually doesn't sound good. It sounds like you're a part of the current thinking with some that it's somebody else's fault. It isn't somebody else's fault, and placing the blame doesn't fix the problem. You have your opinion, and you're welcome to it. I just happen to think you're not correct, that the problem is healthy food isn't available for everybody to find. You can find it if you look for it. It is sometimes expensive, but it's not as expensive as going to a fast food restaurant and buying your dinner. You know that, right? You can find all the ingredients for a good, healthy meal, go home and cook it, and be way ahead of the game in terms of what it costs you. It's just I'm so busy, I got to hurry up and get home and watch The Voice, or whatever. 800-510-8255. Squarely, the responsibility is on your shoulders, but some of you don't want to take that responsibility, so you want to play the blame game here for yourself. How's it fit with you? Here from my favorite daytime television program, at least when it comes to opinion, The View, with the ladies discussing new regulation here in Massachusetts that would ban bake sales in order to combat the problem that we're talking about here.
To combat childhood obesity, the childhood obesity crisis, the Massachusetts Department of Public Health and Education announced it's banning bake sales during school days and plans on eliminating sugary foods from all school events.
Did you hear our audience groan?
Yes.
That means you think it's a bad thing to do, to try to make your kids... Those of you who think that it should not be banned, that children should be able to eat all those sugary things, raise your hands.
I don't think that's what they're saying. They're two different things.
They don't want it banned.
Who's in charge of this? Let me tell you, whoever's in charge of this movement here about the bake sales, because you're killing entrepreneurship with young kids, and it's a great way for kids to learn money and how to have a business and make money for their own school. Don't be a masshole about this topic here, is what I'll say to you.
I absolutely agree with you, because you know what? It's really a problem. More and more children are coming up with I'm agreeing with Joy, disagreeing with Elizabeth, because more and more children are coming up with type 2 diabetes. It is insane. You know what? We can't keep doing the same thing over and over and expecting
Let's do something really smart, like putting gym back into schools. Yep. Let's do something that gets kids outside running around like we used to. Because I have to tell you, man, a lot of playtime has been eliminated. A lot of afternoon time for children has been gone, taken away. I just want to say this, that banning something does not make sense to me if you are not dealing with the entire problem. The entire problem is children do not exercise. There is nowhere for them to go and play.
All right. So, in fact, Whoopi is right. Joy is wrong. Sherry's wrong. Elizabeth's got a pretty right. I was surprised. Barbara is saying, well, you want to let kids get fat. Why do the kids have to eat that stuff? Is there any common sense anywhere? Banning bake sales. That does sound like something that Massachusetts would come up with, or California, right? 800-510-8255. Judy's in Missouri thinking that the government is, and perhaps this last discussion with those from The View sort of underscores that, the government is making this worse.
I believe that people need to be responsible, but I also believe that our government has completely failed this country. They give us genetically modified foods. They do not label the foods. Foods are not labeled properly. We have hormones, antibiotics, and preservatives, food coloring and food additives put in our on all of our food. And I'll tell you what, I'll bet you that over 90% of the people do not understand, and you do have to be responsible for what you eat and eating healthy. But our government does not label our food, and we do not know, like so many of these things are bad for us. The hormones and are so bad for young girls, and that's what you see in drinking regular milk.
800-510-8255. The government is, there's just too much government. Not enough people are thinking. You become dependent on it. We've become a dependency state. And the president is, it's interesting how our president is like the new president of France. I find that pretty interesting in terms of being a socialist, that the French got this guy. Well, is there a happy medium someplace? Again, I go back to my suggestion of earlier this week, two presidents, one domestically as an administrator and one that becomes an international relations specialist or something like the Secretary of State becomes the other president. 800-510-8255. We do have too much, just way, 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 way over the top government. Government that can say no more bake sales in schools during school hours. Come on. Usually have one. It helps the PTAs. And it isn't, that isn't the problem. This is, the more I listen to these calls and think about this, the more infuriated I get. How about you? Are you upset about this? Are you upset, first of all, that there's a problem? And number two, at some of the suggestions for fixing it. 800-510-8255, as we follow something refreshing in a sense. I mean, it's not good that we have the problem, but it's refreshing that politics, although I guess politics doesn't bagel its way into this somewhat because of all the government interference and you being able to make up your own mind. 16 before the hour in the countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
As a small business owner, you've probably heard how Constant Contact helps small businesses grow with email marketing. And you may be asking, could it really work for me? Well, consider this. Every dollar small business owners spend on email marketing puts $40 back in their pockets. So it's no surprise that two out of three of them plan to invest more in email this year. Now you may be asking, how can I get a piece of that action? Simple. Just visit ConstantContact.com to start your free email marketing trial today.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
A beautiful garden doesn't have to cost a fortune because Walmart makes it easy to kill weeds without killing your budget. Get Roundup Weed and Grass Killer ready to use plus in a 1.33-gallon pump-and-go sprayer, just $14.92. Use it on sidewalk cracks, gardens, even on flower beds. It kills weeds to the root, no mixing or measuring required. Walmart can help you with all your lawn and garden needs. See for yourself. Come in and check out Walmart's awesome selection. Pick up some Roundup today. Oh, and always remember to follow label directions. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Schiff Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the digestive advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the Gold Guide at 800-600-4849. That's 800-600-4849. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-600-4849. That's 800-600-4849. American Bullion. 800-600-4849.
800-510-8255 is your way of connecting, or you can send an email to Doug at DougStefan.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter by going to the box at DougStefan.com that says listen and gives you that way of connecting. David in Ohio with an interesting theory.
Now, I've been driving a truck since I got out of Vietnam in 1968. The thing is, other countries around the world are charging people just about half of their paycheck to have free. I think Obamacare is the way to go, because if people had to really spend a lot of money to stay healthy on their insurance, they would stop eating so much. I ain't never seen so many fat people in my life. It's America. We are spoiled like the world think we are.
Yeah, I ain't never seen so many fat people in my life. And I think that's true. I have a real problem with it when I look at some of the college students, men and women, but more women than men, frankly, who are just over the top. And you wonder what they're thinking about, especially in colleges. Are they teaching, you know, are there courses on health and well-being? And by the way, Whoopi hit the nail on the head a few minutes ago, if you weren't listening to that cut from The Voice, when she talked about the government cutting the money for programs, physical ed programs, health education programs. We are so whacked in this country. We're just crazy. You let the governments and the people running them take over and cut this sort of thing when they waste all this other money. I don't want to use anybody's name in vain, but it is so stupid. And we just roll. This is part of the dumbing down of America. All of this, the obesity problem, the problem in school, the problem with people involved in government, 800-510-8255. Ron is in Wisconsin listening to WAYY in Eau Claire.
I think it's a situation where we've caused our own problems. We're being fed food that's not necessarily nutritious. Our food inspection system is just it's a crime that we've allowed our legislators to let food inspection go as bad as it has, when we can't even trust what we're eating in the grocery stores anymore. As of the cantaloupe listeria problem we had. And until we get these, you know, people in office that are going to put some teeth behind the inspection laws for this country, then we're going to have this problem. If people can't trust what they're eating, then they'll go to another source. That other source is always manufactured food, and then you run into the obesity problems.
Food processing and what's put into food that's processed, all of the things, the artificial things. Stick a hot dog in the ground and come back and find it 20 years from now, it'll still be there. That kind of stuff. That what you want to put in your body? 800, I suppose you want to preserve your body, maybe. 800-510-TALK on the countdown.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy.
Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings. But they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we love their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called CentOS for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep. They won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And the study of obesity, yet another. This is third or fourth time this year one of these studies has come out. And, of course, the news media jumps on it because it's bad and wants to scare you. And as a result of that, it gets to be big on news talk radio stations. And it's a relief. People want to talk about almost anything other than the politics at the moment. So this becomes a good way for you to invest some time, inveigle your mind. What do you as consumers really want? Are you getting what you want? If you are you free? Do you have a brain? Do you think about these things? Or do you just want to buy something that tastes good and not worry about the ramifications? What really galls me is this: people, many people spend their whole lives abusing their bodies by choice. Eat the wrong foods, smoke, drink, and then they get preferential treatment. They get put into a wheelchair in their later years. How's that right? Sorry, you have no sympathy for me. I don't get it. 800-510-8255. Am I a cruel cur? I don't think so, but I will tell you. You make the decisions. There ought to be a course in school about decision-making, don't you think? Here's John in Illinois.
People on low incomes, they can't afford to eat healthy. You know, they have to eat cheap. I've been taking care of my family on one income now for last 30 years, and we've had to eat macaroni and cheese, hamburgers, you know. It's hard to go out and buy healthy food on a low income. You know, it's just, there's nothing you can do about it. And you figure a family of four, it costs us about $150 to $175 a week to eat, and that's with toilet paper and your all your other stuff, you know, and you better to eat healthy, to eat the right cuts of meat, to eat all the lettuce and everything. You figure lettuce is up to $1.50, $1.59 a head for a lettuce. You figure you, that's only going to give you one meal, maybe two, if you had other things too.
Nonsense. See that, and you can tell, I hope this is going to sound the way it sounds. That guy doesn't sound like he's smart enough to figure out what in the world is going on. It is, you got any land around your house? Got a lawn? Rototill it up, dig it up, plant some vegetables yourself. There are all kinds of things you can do. I can show you any number of ways that you can, but you don't, people just, they listen to this stuff that comes from people. Oh, my God. It's sad, actually. It really is. Bill in Michigan, how about one more idea?
The government needs to mind its own business. They're having enough trouble. I guess they have enough trouble running the country. What I say is most Americans probably feel the same way. Mind your own business. I'll take care of my family like I have and like the people before me did. And you all take care of your family and we'll live in a better world, won't we? You buy apples, you buy broccoli, watch it rot in that fridge. You cook it, watch them not eat it. Kids get to a certain age, you want to force them, well, then you're going to bring in child abuse, ain't you, people of America? So I say, y'all mind your own business. I'll raise my children like I have been, and I got two good men. You guys, good luck with your children.
It's an interesting perspective, isn't it, huh? What in the world is this all about? What things do you serve your family? 800-510-8255. I have a friend who dug up her lawn all around her house. She didn't have a lawn. She has a garden. And she's been doing that for 3 or 4 years. Small house, small lawn, small garden. But she does all kinds of creative things. Packaging, cooking, and this, all of this stuff that so many of you are talking about, you can't do this and you can't do that, I don't have any money, is stupid. Here's Jonathan in Pennsylvania.
I believe it's a direct correlation with the government and what the FDA is doing. You got pink slime in all your meat, you have sugar in everything, which builds up your glucose and that's why we're having insulin problems and diabetes problems and obese problems here, because there's sugar and everything. The access to good food is cut in half, and the government has direct correlation with that. We spent the last 40 years eating foods that all our meats have been injected with steroids. There's chemicals in the water. Everything has been building up for us to gain this weight. Now that we're overweight, you know, we're starting to complain about it. But it is in direct correlation, and the FDA and our government is not doing their job in watching the foods that is being put out to us.
All right, well, that's the first of many conversations. That's a pretty good food for thought, if you'll pardon the pun and all of that. Talk Radio Countdown Show is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Michael Fortier. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to have had you along for this thought-provoking experience on the Talk Radio.